Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
You said you wanted the kazoo back.
Yeah.
Did you not?
Oh, for sure.
All right.
I said I missed it.
So name this tune.
All right.
The
Jerry Rafferty,
Baker Street.
Well, only took
when you do that kazoo thing in your head, it sounds perfect, and then you listen back to it, and you go, like I said, it's just hard to hit certain notes in the kazoo. It's so flat that you can only do so much, really. So there you go.
Well, I was able to get it. It took more, you know. Name that tune. I would not have done well. There was a lot of notes there before
I named it. Yes, right. Name that in one note. Let's get a Bob Almanac salute here today. Bob Almanac salute baseball.
Thank you much with Whitey Herzog. And Skipper, I understand you went over the Twins and congratulated them.
Well, sure. They played a great series, especially in this ballpark. And we had a good ball game tonight. We played about as good as we can play. And we've been very vulnerable to left-hand pitching ever since we lost Jack Clark and then lose Pendleton. And Viola pitched great. And he was a difference tonight because we got the two runs in the second inning. We really never had anything else going. And, of course, Reardon come in and did what he's supposed to do. But they're an awful good ball club in this building.
In this park, that he's saying. Twins are almost unbeatable in 87 at the Metrodome.
Sure.
He was no fan of the Metrodome, like Billy Martin and many other, visiting teams. And he was the one. We're talking about Whitey Herzog, who has passed away at the age of 92. He's the one who took a piece of paper and put it up against those big vents that were behind home plate to see if they changed the airflow when the Twins were at the plate and at bat compared to when the other teams were batting.
And we really weren't.
No. It proved that there was not any subterfuge going on there.
Right.
Any,
we were not going all
nefarious
Houston Astros on.
Yes, exactly. But Whitey Herzog, longtime baseball man as a player.
And a good baseball man.
Managed the Cardinals, the White Rat. They won the World Series in 82. Unfortunate loss in 85 with that tough
Kansas
call
City.
At first base, as you recall.
Yes.
And then, of course, lost in 87 to our Twins. The White Rat, Whitey Herzog, dead at 92. Now gone,
but not forgotten.
Wednesday, April 17th, 108th day of the year. This date in 1629, horses were first imported into the colonies by the American Massachusetts Bay Colony. Horses came from various other continents. They were not indigenous, as far as what I understand, to North America. So think about that. We had our bison.
Yeah,
but not the horses. And now, how many horses are there? 1629. They multiplied in a hurry.
Yes, they did.
Where would we be? Where would the Old West we be? What would they have ridden had there not been horses? If let's say horses hadn't been imported from Spain, I think it was the Spaniards who brought the horses.
Do they bring donkeys too? I mean,
that's a crossbreed, isn't it? Isn't that that's a crossbreed from horse? I don't know. We'd have to talk to somebody who knows more than we do about. The long line of horses and where they came from and how they expanded and all that.
Now there's so many different breeds.
Well, it's just crazy. It's unbelievable. 1629. How about 1937?
Hey, that wasn't in the script.
Don't let it worry you, Skipper. I'm just a crazy darn fool duck.
That's Wacky Daffy Duck, Screwball Daffy Duck, made his debut in the Warner Brothers Merry Melodies and Looney Tunes series. It was created by Tex Avery, Bob Clampett. It first debuted, sounded a lot like Woody Woodpecker.
It did.
Young, early Woody Woodpeckers. I think Mel Blanc did both of those voices.
Probably.
Both Woody Woodpecker, which wasn't Looney Tunes, wasn't Warner Brothers. But I believe that was Tex Avery. I think Tex was it, or well, no, Walter Lantz. Walter Lantz was the one who created Woody Woodpecker.
Right.
So Daffy Duck made his debut. Not the Daffy Duck that we would learn to love and enjoy, but that's usually the case with those cartoon characters.
Right. They evolved.
Back in 37. Let's go to 61.
Cuban revolutionary troops such as these have invaded Castro's leftist island fortress, reportedly rallied by a mysterious coded radio message. Alert! Alert! Look well at the rainbow. The fish will be running very soon. From the sea and by parachute, the rebels have struck along the coast within 90 miles of Havana.
And of course, those rebels were the 1,400 U.S.-supported Cuban exiles. It was the Bay of Pigs invasion, Neil.
Right.
They invaded Cuba at the Bay of Pigs in an attempt to overthrow Fidel Castro. It was unsuccessful.
Right.
And we had a little bit of, we had some egg on our face. It was a bit of a black eye.
It really was.
It didn't, did not go well. That was back in 61. 64.
The unexpected, the new Ford Mustang, brilliant new kind of car. A new generation of Fords for the new breed of Americans who want stick shift action and room for four.
Neil, do you want stick shift action?
I do like it.
How good are you at driving a stick shift?
I was good at it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. You know, being on the farm.
I had a car and then a truck that was stick shift.
Being on the farm, we had to have stick shift, and my wife had a Mini Cooper that was stick shift. That was fun to drive.
Sure.
With the manual transmission. You got your four on the floor, three on the tree. Yeah, the whole thing.
And then the five overdrive.
Well, that is good, too. So that was 64 when the Ford Motor Company introduced the Mustang. And I got to be honest, the new Mustangs, as long as they're two-door, they still have the Mustang feel to them. But now they're doing like Mustang SUVs and Mustang four-doors.
Really?
No. In my book, not Mustangs. No. But you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
How about 1970 or this date?
Extremely loud applause as Apollo 13 on main chutes comes through loud and clear on the television display here.
It was a suspenseful re-entry for Apollo 13.
Yes, venting the last of the fuel there. You saw that smoke go up?
We have a report from the Iwo Jima that Apollo 13 at a distance of 4 miles from the ship.
So there you go. Apollo 13, it's very well and dramatically depicted in the movie.
It is.
Where they have radio silence, where it's the blackout period of re-entry, where they lose contact.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little longer. I don't know if they stretched that out a little bit for Hollywood, but it was certainly very dramatic because the blackout lasted longer than they thought. So they were thinking that the worst had happened.
Correct.
But it hadn't. And those Apollo 13 astronauts splashed down in the Pacific, the state, 1970. And
it was a miracle almost.
As a nation, yes, a big sigh of relief.
Right.
Certainly, back in, you remember watching that?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was not quite 12 years old, but it was a big deal.
I was a month and a half, so I do not remember it.
Right.
1970, same day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Cash.
Thank you.
Johnny Cash in the White House, introduced by Dick Nixon. What song is he playing here? Oh, I recognize this one.
Well, my daddy left home when I was three. Didn't leave very much to my mom and me.
Yeah, Boy Named Sue.
Or 69, right?
Boy Named Sue, performed by Johnny Cash, 1970. We got more Johnny Cash coming up, but first this.
There's a fragment that's here today, and they call it Charlie. A different fragment that thinks your way, yeah, they call it.
Revlon introduces their fragrance, their perfume, Charlie. Remember those commercials?
Yes.
How can you forget that jingle?
Right.
Shelly Hack starred in the commercial, the lovely Shelly Hack. But Revlon released its Charlie fragrance. Any ladies out there, do they still make Charlie? Can you still get it?
Then Shelly Hack go on to be a Charlie's
she
Angels.
She did go on to become a Charlie's Angels, one of the fill-ins, one of the replacements.
Yes.
Later on in the run. But in 73, she starred Revlon commercial. Charlie. That was 73. 82 on SNL.
Maybe you need Tegram. Me? I don't have dandruff.
Well, here. Let's take the test. Shake your head over Johnny Cash. Go ahead.
Oh, you're right. I do have problem dandruff.
Can your hair pass the Tegram test? Shake your head over Johnny Cash. If it shows up on The Man in Black, time for Tegram.
The Man in Black was on SNL this day, 1982. Elton John was on there as an additional musical guest. I don't remember that particular episode in 82.
Oh, neither.
be interesting to see, did Elton and Johnny play together? I have to look at the full episode. That's just a clip, and he's in that clip. He doesn't have any lines in the clip, but he's in all black for the Tegram test. It's time for Tegram, Neil, if you have those things. So Johnny Cash on the Saturday Night Live program in 1982. 1996, we need to remember Don Clayton, who passed away this date in 96 at the age of 69. He's the guy who invented putt-putt miniature golf.
Oh, very nice.
Where would we be without putt-putt miniature golf?
Yes.
He's the father of putt-putt golf.
A favorite putt-putt course in your area?
No, we didn't. Oh, we didn't have any in our area. I lived in the country, Neil. Putt-putt wasn't really big out there. I mean, we made our own little, and it wasn't putt-putt, but we made our own little course throughout our yard and our farm. You know, it wasn't any more than usually, 40, 50 yards.
We went to Lilliput.
Oh, Lilliput is very popular.
101 and 7 in Minnetonka, yeah. And it was a lot of fun. Like junior high, late, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th grade. A lot of time at Lilliput.
Isn't there one on 10, like Spring Lake Park, not far from the car wash? Is that Lilliput, too? There was one off of 10, and it's not Highway 10. It was County 10, of course, now.
Right.
Somewhere between 35 and Northtown, somewhere in there, there was a miniature golf course there as well. I can't remember what that one was called. We remember him. Let's remember also Doris Roberts. Of course, she was the trophy wife.
I have a mind of my own, you know. I can contribute. I'm not just some trophy wife.
You're a trophy wife? What contest in hell did I win?
Oh, she was so good on that show. She was on so many other sitcoms, and she always played somebody's mother, and she was always just so good.
Right.
We lost her in 2016 at the age of 90.
You just think of her and Betty White as those.
Yes, very much so.
Similar and just hilarious.
Yeah, she sure was. And then 5 years ago,
scientists removed brains from pigs that were dead. They'd been dead for 4 hours. They were slaughtered in a slaughterhouse for food. They took these brains, they put them in a lab, they pumped 6 hours of treatment through it, artificial blood through it, and they found signs of functioning going on in these dead brains.
Wow.
That is crazy.
That opens up the door. Maybe in 100 years. Somebody passes away, but they can keep your brain alive and your cognition and your awareness and your brain function. Who knows? You could live forever and then put you in another body.
Right.
Maybe not something, not maybe a carbon-based, but, maybe in some kind of artificial life form.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of, we won't be around to see that, Neil, but it's kind of fascinating.
They may want to keep our brains.
Think about it. And as far as now, using those pig brains, for me, just use their hindquarters and put it on the smoker. Boston butt. That's the best use of a pig that I can see.
Well, you're right about that.
So that was researchers publishing in the magazine or the publication Nature about pigs' brains being partly brought back to life at Yale University. They probably could do that with some of their administrators there at Yale as well.
And Abby Normal, I think.
Abby Normal would be the one. Jan Hammer gave us the Miami Vice theme is on our birthday list today.
It is TV theme time.
Yeah. Oh, and remember that today's Almanac brought to you by Authority Fence. Has Authority Fence ever had their commercial read with the Miami Vice theme underneath?
That they haven't.
They haven't, and they're about to.
Oh, boy, I like it.
Because this is classic. Because it is an instrumental, as you know.
It is.
I'm sure you do know that.
Yes.
When you're in your backyard oasis and you want quality craftsmanship that you'll be proud of, Minnesota's maintenance-free specialist is Authority Fence. They use only premium country estate vinyl products, and they back that up with a lifetime warranty. Imagine your new peaceful and private backyard thanks to Authority Fence. Go online to authorityfence.com and click on the free fence estimator, or give Scott and Jared a call right now, 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist. License number BC393238. Scott and Jared, they're at Authority Fence. They're the Crockett and Tubbs of fencing. Okay?
And neither one of them wear socks. They wear just their penny loafers.
Pastel colors.
Right.
So, Jan Hammer He's 76 today. We've got more 80s music here for you. Neil.
She's a maniac, maniac.
I've heard that.
Such a maniac, she would tear like the sleeves off of sweatshirts.
Oh, no.
Yes. And then she'd take a nice crew neck sweater and just chop it off at the neck. And
out of hand.
Really did set a stage, though, for quite a fashion statement.
Right on.
Because once this movie came out, and what's her name? Is it Jessica Biel? What Biel? She's a Biel.
Yeah.
But it's spelled different. That movie came out, then all the girls in high school, Jennifer Biel,
yeah.
All the girls came out, and that's what they were wearing, these cut-off, chopped-up sweatshirts.
It was all the rage. Who's this guy again?
It's Michael Sambello.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Sambello.
I knew that.
He's 70 today. If you're born in 54, you're 70.
Wow.
Here today, Sambello. One of the Duke boys, but not the ones you think.
Hey, you ain't changed one bit in 6 years.
What do you mean I ain't?
Well, maybe your clothes shrunk a little.
Well, I still don't know how to take you.
Maybe your clothes have shrunk a little, and not because she's gotten fatter. She's just wearing smaller clothes, Daisy Duke. So that is one of the replacement Duke boys. Remember when Bo and Luke, Tom Wolpat and John Schneider, kind of went on strike?
Yes.
Because they weren't getting paid. In fact, Flash, the dog, Roscoe's dog, was getting paid more than the Duke boys. So they walked out, and they had to get a couple. They got another blonde guy, another brunette guy, Coy and Vance. And the guy who played Coy, who was the blonde-haired Bo replacement, his name is Byron Cherry. And
did you boycott the show?
No, we still watched it. Okay. We still watch it because you got Cletus is fantastic. I mean, you got to watch for Cletus. So he is 67 today for Coy Duke.
Such a sad mistake.
I've made many mistakes in my life, but that wasn't one of them.
Oh, but it was. When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
And he would die. That's Ned Stark.
Shocking.
Sean Bean. That show is so good. He was so good in it. He was Lord of the Rings. He was the bad guy in the first National Treasure.
Oh, yes.
He has been in so many good things. He's a good actor. And he is 65 today.
Dad also said, Norman, if you want to be a champion,
better get your whole brain.
Better eat your Wheaties. But you better never call me Norman.
Norman Esiason,
right,
is 63.
Nobody calls him Norman.
No, he's Boomer.
He is Boomer.
He's Boomer, and he's 63.
Crafty southpaw.
Our rapper of the day is Redman. Redman, is he named after a chewing tobacco?
Yeah, or the
Redman.
Or the former Viking, Twins catcher. Did we have a Redman?
Yeah, we did have a Mitch, right? Mitch?
No.
I don't know. 54.
Mike Redman,
that's it. So. And Jennifer Garner.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I have to say something. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, not just on airline purchases.
You know, if you want to point the finger at one person when it comes to the level of credit card revolving debt in this country and why we're in such problems with the revolving debt, Jennifer Garner.
She's the one.
For Capital One. I mean, why would you not sign up for it if she's endorsing it?
I know, I did, and I owe him a pile.
Jennifer Garner is 52. She's the one going, heh, that's Posh Spice, Neil.
Sure.
You know her best as Victoria Beckham because she's married to the soccer guy.
Right.
David Beckham. Victoria Beckham from the Spice Girls. Oh, the Spice Girls are getting old. She's 50.
Half a century. Gone? Are we on to gone?
Yes.
Gone, but not forgotten today. He's one of the men who built America and maybe one of the wealthiest Americans of all time. Isn't that safe to say?
Certainly is.
J.P. Morgan, I mean, you talk about having his hands in some companies, AT&T, 21 different railroads, even Montgomery Ward, General Electric, U.S. Steel. The list goes on, and International Harvester. Guy was an amazing businessman and financier. J.P. Morgan. Didn't the country have to take a loan out from him? I think we might have. Anyway, he was born on this day, and the year was 1837. Arthur Lake, he was Dagwood Bumstead.
Oh. Oh. Dagwood, you broke that light again.
It's Alexander's fault. I slipped on his skate. Skate. I'll break it in a thousand.
Don't break it, Daddy.
Huh?
They're not making any more for the duration.
It's his fault. He ought to be taken up.
Dagwood, you're all
they're not making any more for the duration. What right. cut? What child talks like that?
Right.
The kid was smarter than Dagwood.
Oh, for sure. He was a bumbling buffoon. Arthur Lake played the character in those movies, 1906. Emmy award-winning newsman Harry Reasoner.
I don't like labels because they may lump you with people with whom you share only one issue.
A rare spirit of independence and freshness of outlook are reflected in all of Harry Reasoner's commentaries. It's one reason people look forward to hearing what he has to say.
I'm a middle American, born and raised in Iowa.
When you ask me my first thought in one word to describe Harry Reasoner, freshness would not be one that would come to mind.
No, it really wouldn't, but
he's
yet,
fresh.
There
he certainly wasn't fresh towards Barbara Walters.
No, he was not happy with that whole deal. Harry Reasoner, born on this day, 1923. And one more, the music publisher, and we used to watch Don Kirshner's rock concert in the 70s.
Good evening, and welcome to Don Kirshner's rock concert. Our guests tonight include the sensational Ike and Tina Turner Review. From England, Queen, and your host, Don Kirshner.
The last time Ike and Tina Turner appeared on our show, they really tore the house down.
They tore the house down. He was the man with the golden ear.
Yes. You know, he should have hired somebody else to do the intro. There was just not enough level of excitement there from his intro. But Don Kirshner was the music guy and, really created the Monkees, the Archies. Yeah, he was a smart guy. 1934, they're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed a couple of giants.
Piper hammering away. Oh, no. Piper all over Frank Williams. Puck. Unbelievable.
It's simple as this.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, no.
You guys got to get better at wrestling, I think. But Rowdy and Piper's
That's
pit.
Incredible.
If you came into Piper's pit.
Oh. Just when they think they got the answers, I change the questions.
He was as good as any of them when it came to the promos and so forth. Rowdy Roddy Piper,
right.
His birthday this day, 1954, and then one more.
Hello, how are you?
I am fine.
Who is he?
He is Parquet.
Pare. Excuse me, but I think you are Parquet.
Pare.
He is not Parquet?
I think so.
Pare.
Taste.
The great Senor Wences. Who could talk with their hand better than Senior Wences?
Nobody.
I mean, he
was the best.
The best sign language person.
For sure.
Could not speak as well with his hand as Senior Wences.
No.
Senior Wences. He was born this date in Spain, Salamanca, Spain.
Okay.
1896. What a legend. And now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Dan Seals, Bop is your song. One of them, at least.
Okay.
Travis Tritt, Take It Easy, or Dixie Chicks. There's your trouble.
Travis Tritt today.
Let's go.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud.